Now the Gemara says, Hosam Tanan. Over there we learn, so Rashi says, Kuleimar V'yoid Shailo Acheres. I have another question now. Another question we could ask. We learned over there, Avolo Yes Oitzer. You're not allowed to start filling, cleaning out the Oitzer. What does that mean, Avolo Yes Oitzer? If you have a warehouse where you're storing a lot of bundles, you can't clean out the warehouse on Shabbos. Even for the purpose of mafanin, that you want to have a base of medrash there, or you want to have guests, you have guests over your house now, you need an extra room, you can't clean out the warehouse for your guests. Now, V'yomar Shmuel, Shmuel explained there, Ma'i avoloye soitzer, what does it mean that on Shabbos you can't clean out your warehouse? Avoloyigmare soitzer kula, that's what I meant to say. You can't empty it out completely. In other words, let's say you only had four bundles there. That's all. You can't take all four bundles out of the Vesoitzer, out of the warehouse. So Rashi explains, Shayigmaresoitzer, Im Lehoyu Shomelo Aboy Chomesh Kupas. Let's say you only had four or five bundles there. Shetiruloy Bemokim Sheshoitzer. That was the Mishnah in Hamafanin by Shabbos, that if you had more than that, then you're allowed to clean out four or five bundles you're allowed to. But Lahetirulif Mesa Kulan. But let's say you only had four or five bundles, then you're not allowed to clean it all out. You can't clean the room out completely. Or Rashi explains why. Or legale sesa ritzbam. Because then you're going to uncover the floor. Dilma heve baguma. We're afraid maybe on the floor of the warehouse, you're going to find out there's going to be a hole there. Or meshavula, and you come to smooth out the hole, will be an issa from binyan. So therefore, to clean out the base sesa completely, that there's nothing left, even if there's only four or five bundles left over, you're not allowed to clean it out on Shabbos. So that's the halacha there by Mefani. So now we have the question, what's the halacha in our Mishnah here by Yom Tif? That it says, Mashilun Peres Derech Aruba B'Yom Tif. If you have your wheat or your barley storing on top of your roof, and you see the rain is going to come, you're allowed to empty them down, throw it down the window into your house. How much can you empty down? Can you empty out the whole roof, even though you come to the floor of the roof? Or maybe no, you can't empty it out completely. Just like by Shabbos you can't empty it out completely, maybe in our Mishnah also you're not allowed to empty it out completely. That's the Shiloh. Tomorrow says, Dilma, tomorrow says, Avaloy esoitzer, Avaloy yigmar esoitzer kuloi, because Dilma osse la shvuya gumas. Maybe when you come to the bare floor, you'll see there's a hole there, and you come to smooth out the hole, which is an isabinyan. So, hochimai, what's the loch in our Mishnah by Yom Tov? Hosse mubis Shabbos, over there we're talking about on Shabbos, the osse mishum the chomer. Over there, the Rabbanan did not want you to empty out the warehouse completely, because there we're afraid if you do the malach of ashva gumais, of smoothing out the hole, it's an issa shabbos yechai misa, it's a chomadik issa. Ava yomtev the kill, shafidami. But yomtev, if you do the malach, it's only a lava on yomtev, it's a kill. So therefore, maybe the Rabbanan didn't make this chash, they're not afraid, maybe you come to smooth out the floor. So maybe by yomtev, it's mut even to clean out the whole roof. Oy dilma, maybe no. Hosom diyka bitol beis medrash amar toloi. Hocho de leka bitol beis medrash lekol shkeng. Like a kavuchayma. Madach over there by Shabbos. What's the purpose to clean out? You want to clean them out. Both the purposes is you want to clean it out to have a beis medrash. You have no place to learn, and you want to have a room to learn. You want to clean out the room to learn in. And still we say for such a big purpose of learning, we don't let you clean out the whole room completely. You have to leave something left over. So over here in our Mishnah of Yom Tov, we're not talking about cleaning out the roof for learning purposes. Some you want to clean it out to save yourself money, maybe they weren't mad to you. Hey, just like by Shabbos, they did not say you clean out the whole bare floor. Here also, you're not allowed to clean out the whole roof. So middle we have a Shiloh. And now Mishnah, if you only have a few bundles there, are you allowed to throw them all down into the house and clean out the whole roof? More applies by Suffolk. By the Vachet Tanan, Ma'ashilin, like another Shiloh. Vachet Tanan, and now Mishnah we learned, Ma'ashilin Peres Derech Haruba B'yontif. You're allowed to throw down the wheat and the barley you have stored on top of your roof. You're allowed to throw it down through the window and the roof into the house on Yom Tov. Even though it's a tircha involved, you have to bother doing it. But the Rabbanu and Nekel, it's not that much tircha since the window is right there on the roof itself. You just have to like throw it down, it's mutter. Now, the Yomer Rav Nachman learned in our Mishnah, Loi shonuel b'yosi agag. It's only mutter if the window is on your roof. In other words, you have the barley and wheat stored on top of your roof. And on top of your roof itself, there's the window there. Now just open the window and throw it down. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Avo migag l'gag loi. Let's say on your roof, there's no window on your roof to throw it down. You have to walk over to your neighbor's roof and there there's a window into his house. So you want to throw down the wheat on top of your roof into your neighbor's house. That's awesome. Even though there's no shaila of hoitzah, mi gag le gag on top of your, you don't need a neriv, you're allowed to carry from one gag to another gag. But poshtim means there's too much tirch involved, too much bother. This bother of picking it up and throwing it down, the rabbanim were only making an al mishnah where the roof is on, where the window is in your roof. But where the window is only in your neighbor's roof, there's too much tirch involved, you're not allowed to do it. The tanya nami hochim, look like this also in the braisa, ein metaltalin mi gag le gag. Even in the case where both roofs are equal, you don't have to go up or go down. The mamash is the same level, the two roofs. Still, you're not allowed to carry the wheat from your roof to your friend's roof. Even though the friend has the window, you want to lower it down his window, that's too much tircha. The only matter now, mishnah, if the window is by your roof. On your roof, you're allowed to lower it down. That's what we learned here in our mishnah of in Yom Tov. Now, hosamai. What's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Is Kol Shechen Shabbos the Chamira? One svar is, since Shabbos is more Chamer, the idea to do Moloch is, there's a Chiyah Skila involved, Chiyah Misa. So Mela, we should be more Machmer for sure. You're not allowed to Mimfanin from one house to another house. Or Dilma, maybe. Hochu the Yosem Mishrim Yom Tev the Kil. The Yosel is the Zulzei Beit. The svar we had before. Only over here by Yom Tev, since even if you do a Moloch on Yom Tev, it's only allowed. You don't get Misa. So maybe if we'll allow you to carry from one God to another God, maybe you'll be mazalzal and do other Yisurim also. Avos Shabbos, the Chamiro, Mashenken Shabbos, the Mohammed to people. Like people know not to do Malachas on Shabbos because there's a Chiyav Misa involved. If you do a Malach, you Chayav Misa. So maybe lo yosel is a Zulebo. People will not come to be mazalzal to make it lenient Shabbos. They won't say if we have a right to carry out, so we want to empty out this Beis Oitzim. We have guests coming to house on Shabbos, or we need a room to learn in, and our room here is full of stuff. I want to clean out the room. So the Rabbanu will make us to clean it out. How far can clean the stuff out to the next house or not? Could be maybe by Shabbos we'll make leave it to go to the next house. Because on Shabbos, since the Dum Malach is more Chomer, the Rabbanu will make it. Abu Shabbos the Chamira, V'lo Yosel is Zazul Zebar, Shabbat Dami. Maybe you'll have to carry out even to another house. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Madach, like in our Mishnah Yom Tov. Here you want to save your barley and wheat from the rain. You don't want it to ruin it. There's a question of losing your parents, Hefsid Mammon. Still, the Rabbi Mishnah says, you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof to save your parents. Hossam over there by Shabbos. The letter Hefsid Paris. There's not a question of losing money. It's only a question you want to have a room to give to your guests. Or to learn Torah, lekoshchein, like for sure, maybe you're not allowed to carry from one room to another room. So maybe the Gemara applies by Sufik. In other words, the Gemara says svaras both ways. You can't learn out one from the other. There's one svar to say that limud haTorah is more strict, so that maybe they're more makeable limud haTorah. And there's also svar to say the opposite way, like we're saying now. And now mishta the more makeable here because you're losing money. So to save yourself for money, the rabbanan should be makeable. So Madach in our mission here with question of saving yourself money. Still the Rabbanan only said you could carry from your roof, but not from one roof to another roof. So by Shabbos over there, where you want to empty out your room, you could only put the stuff into your house and not into your neighbor's house. Even though you have an Erev, it's too much of a tircha. So the kids said, we don't know how to learn out our mission for the mission over there. Could we yes learn out? Could we not learn out? It's a suffix. Are the two halachas equal Shabbos to Yom Tov or not? Another shaila now is Hocha Tanan over here. We learned Otanyam La Yishal Shon Bechevel Bechaloinos For La Yeridam Derech Solomis. Here in our Mishnah, after we say your ladder, lower down your wheat or your barley and your roof through the window, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's only where the window is on the floor of the roof. Like you have a roof, and right there on the roof itself is the window. So it's not so much of a bother, you don't have to like pick it up and lower it down, you just have to move it over to the makam of the window and throw it down. But lo yishal shon bechevel bechaloinos, let's say you have a chaloinos, a window. In other words, on top of your roof, there's like a mechitza, there's a wall there on top of your roof. And then in the wall is a window, like our windows here. So in other words, you have to pick up the wheat, and then take it with a string and throw it into the window and lower it down. That's us already. That's too much bother. To have to pick it up and throw it through the window and lower it down, that's awesome. Lo yishal shlem, you can't lower it down the chevel with a string, the chalomis. in the window that's not a window on the floor of the roof itself, but rather there's a wall there on top of your roof, and in the middle of the wall, like our regular window. That's also. Same thing below your redom derech salamis. You can't lower it down through a sulam, usually means a ladder or any type of steps. The same thing. If on your roof you have to walk up steps in order to throw it down, that's already too much tircha. Once you have to walk upwards and then lower it down, that's too much tircha. The Rabbanan said it's also. It's only mutter if the window is on the floor of the roof itself. So all you have to do is just push over the wheat, let it fall down, that's mutter. So that's the loch of our Mishnah here. Now the Mori asked the question, Hosamai, what's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Now there we said again, if you have guests coming over, you need a place to learn, you're allowed to empty out a room that you have things stored there. What about if you have to take it out by lifting it up, or you know, going up steps? Is it mutter or not? Hocha b'yom tefud yosor over here, and now Mishnah by yom tefud rabbanan said it's also to leka b'tel beis medrash. Because here it's not such an important thing. It's not a question of not learning Torah here in our Mishnah. So over there, Masechet Shabbos, where you want to have a room to learn Torah in, maybe there they make a leave with the carrot and things out, going up. But over here, where there's no b'tel beis medrash, they weren't making. Avul Shabbos, but over there, by the Shiloh Masechet Shabbos, the question is, you don't have a place where to learn, so you want to empty out your spare room to make place to learn. Shop a dummy. Maybe they're even allowed to clear it out, even if it means you have to lift up your furniture up a steps or up a ladder. Still a smutter. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Ho chodika have said peiros or mataloi the kachav chayma. Madach in our mission here. Well, the question is, you want to lower down your wheat in order that the rain should not ruin it. So it's a hefsid moment. Still the Rabbanan only said, smutter just to push it down. But to lift it up, it's also awesome over there, Masechta Shabbos. To lek a hefsid peris, there it's not a question of losing any money. You're not going to lose anything. It's going to still be the same room. Just you want to empty it out now in order to be able to use it. Is lekoshchen, isn't there a svar for sure, you should not be allowed to lift it up or have to like walk up steps with it. So that's our Shiloh. What's the halach is? Are the same halachas that apply there to Masechta Shabbos apply here to our mission here in Yom Tov? And does the same halachas that apply here in Yom Tov apply to the mission on Shabbos? Yes or no? There are two ways to look at it. It could be there in Shabbos it's more strict. Or it could be there in Shabbos it's more lekula. So Gemara says, take all these shalos we are all slakes. We talking don't know. We'll have to wait till Mashiach comes and Leon never comes to tell us what the halacha is. But so far to take what's a suffix to us, if you have these svaras, that bitul beis medrash is more chomer, so therefore it's mutter masechta Shabbos, or else by character, here by Yom Tov, it's hefsid moment, and the Rabbanim was still not mekel, over there by Shabbos also, the Rabbanim would not be mekel. So we're obliged by taking on all these shilohs we had so far. Then our Mishnah says, u'mechasen asateris. Again, if you had fruits on top of your roof, and you see now the rain is coming, it's going to ruin the fruits, you're allowed to cover up your peris. Throw over it plastic over the peris is mutter. Omar Ula said, the afilu avira delivna. You know what type of peris is talking about? Afilu avira delivna, Rashi says, levenim hasdurim umuksim abinyan. We're talking about even on top of your roof now, you have bricks piled up that you want to use these bricks for building purposes. So it comes out, these bricks are muksa. Now, geshamim noitfin, the gesham is raining. Since the bricks are made out of cement, you're afraid if the rain comes down, it'll ruin the bricks. So still, mutal atalto kelu mitzorkun. You'll have to carry some plastic to cover up these bricks. Ulechaisin to cover them. For lo yamrina, don't say, ho yuvei natsman ein itolim, since the bricks themselves are mutter, you're not allowed to carry them. Afa kli loy not litzorkun. Maybe even the plastic you can't carry to cover up the bricks. So that Rashi says, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's Ulus Chiddush, no. That's the Afilu Avira Delivna. Even if you have these bricks that are piled up one on top of another and they're muksa, still now you're allowed to carry another kli. Since the kli you're carrying is not muksa, you're allowed to carry this plastic in order to cover up, even though you're covering up muksa. That's Pashtet Smuta, because you're not going to move the muksa. Muksa is only also to move it. Here you're not moving the bricks itself. You just want to move a piece of plastic to throw on top of the bricks. That's mutter. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar no. Teiras Saruin. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. That our Mishnah says you cover up fruits, it only means literally what it means. What it says, it means fruits that are edible. In other words, since the fruits are not muksa, that's why you're allowed to cover it up. But if you have something that's muksa, Rabbi Yitzchak Shitur is, you're not allowed to cover it up. Samar says, V'yoz the Rav Yitzchak l'taymei. Rav Yitzchak goes according to his own svara. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, here in the Gemara on Shabbos, Ein kli nitl ela ledovra nitl b'Shabbos. The halachas of moving a keli, even something that's not muksa, you want to move a chair, you want to move a plate, you're only allowed to move it for the purpose of something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. But let's say in this case here, you want to move a plate just to cover up the bricks. So you're moving the plate, letzorech the brick. Since the brick is not a dovra nitum, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, it's muksa, you're not allowed to carry even plates, even chairs, even things that are not muksa, you're not allowed to carry them for the purpose of a dovra muksa. That's a yitzchak shita. And kli nitum, you're only allowed to move a kli, a chair or a plate, ela ledovra nitum b'Shabbos. Only if it's for the purpose of covering up peiris for something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, then you can move another kli for that purpose. But to move a kli for the purpose of bricks that are muksa, it's takos according to Rav Yitzchak. Therefore, Rav Yitzchak says that our Mishnah says you cover up the peiris, it means peiris mamish. And the Gemara soon asks the question, so my kamashlam shita, that the Mishnah already said that you're allowed to take care of your wheat. So pshita, you're allowed to cover up machas and peiris. So what's the chiddush of peiris? So Gemara says, now tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, machas and nasa peiris bekelim. So poshita to diik, peiris in avru deliv naloi. So who is a kash anula? The Mishnah says only you're allowed to cover up peiris. Mashma only if it's fruits that are edible, like Rav Yitzchak l'chur in the Mishnah's mashma. On something that's edible, you could move, you're allowed to cover it up. But mashma bricks that are muksa, you're not allowed to cover it up. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good deal. I'll tell you really, Ula holds, hu hadin the afilu avira de livna. Even bricks, you're also allowed to cover up. Now why does the Mishnah say peiris? The idea the Tani Reisha, since the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about mashil and peiris, you're allowed to lower down your peiris on the roof through the window, is tarnis sefer nami mechas nesa peiris. Therefore, the sefer of the Mishnah also says the loch of mechas and you're allowed to cover up your peiris on Yom Tov. But enech nami, in the peiris is lav davka fruits, according to Ula, you even allowed to cover up your bricks that are muksa. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah now, v'chein kade yayin v'chein kade shemen. You're also allowed to cover up the barrels of wine and the barrels of oil. If you have an open barrel of wine on top of your roof, and you see the rain is coming down, it's going to ruin the wine, so you're allowed to take your plastic and cover up the barrel of wine and the barrel of shemen. So Gemara says, so the question is, like, pshita, what I saw before means in this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first said you cover up peiros. So okay, then it says, v'chein kadiyan, like, what's the chiddush? Pshita. Madaf, if you're allowed to cover up peiros, wine is the same thing like peiros. Why does the Mishnah have to say another case for? So Gemara says, hocha b'mayaskinon v'tivla. At the chiddush of kadei shemen and kadei yain is talking about where the shemen and yain is tevel. You did not take off the trumas and maizes yet. So even though you're not allowed to eat them, they're like muksa, but talking about the wine is tevel. You didn't take off trumas and maizes, so you're not allowed to move the wine. Still, like Ula holds, you're allowed to cover up the kadei yain and the kadei shemen. So it looks good, like the Mishnah's a riot Ula. So Mahochin Am Mistar, but there's also a throw like that. The Saka Daitach. Kadayan the Kadi Shemin, Tatero, if the Mishnah means literally, really, just wine and shemen that you're allowed to eat. Hotonya le Resha Paris. The Mishnah already said you're allowed to cover up the fruits you have on top of your roof. So, what do you have to say a second time for? Barrels of wine also. So, Mar said, no, that wouldn't be a good Rayatullah. I tell you, Kadayan the Kadi Shemin Itzrichle. No, I need a Kiddush. The Mishnah has to say two things. Even though it says you cover up the fruits, it also has to say it can cover up the barrels of wine and shemen. Why? I would have thought, lehefsin rubachoshu. If there's a big loss involved, then the Rabbanan said it's mutter. If you have your wheat and your barley on top of the roof, the whole purpose is that it should dry out. If it's going to rain and come wet, you lose the whole purpose. You're ruining your barley, you're ruining your wheat. So you're ruining it. That's a big hefsin. For that, the Rabbanan said, you're allowed to bother and cover it up. But lehefsin mutachoshu. Just to cover up the barrel of wine and oil, that's not such a big hefsid. Like, even if the water goes into the oil, it doesn't ruin it. You'll throw out the water later. Mashma, the water also, the water will stay on top. It won't ruin that much the wine. So therefore, since the water won't ruin that much the wine, there's not that much of a hefsid. It's only a small loss. So maybe for a small loss, you're not allowed to make a tirchi, you can't bother. Kamashma, no. Even just for the purpose of saving the kadayayin, it's also mutter. Right. So Mela, could be it's not a Rayatullah. So the kids, so that's the Machlokes, Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak, does our Mishnah even mean things that are muksa? You're allowed to cover them up? Or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, no, only when the peiros and the kadosh shemen is edible, that's when you're allowed to cover it up. Tanan, we learned like this, noistin kli tachas hadlach b'shabbos. If you have like rainwater, you have a leak in the ceiling and rainwater is raining in, so you're allowed to put a kli, a pitcher, underneath the rainwater to catch it, even on Shabbos. Noistin kli tachas hadlach b'shabbos. There's a kashan of Yitzchak. Pashut, the rainwater that's leaking in is dirty water. That's like muks, you can't use it for anything. Still, it says you're allowed to carry your pitcher in order to catch the water, not the dirty house. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, I tell you, but lafaroy. No, we're talking about the rainwater is not dirty rainwater that you can't use. It's talking about rainwater that you could use. Rashi says, shein slunim, the clear water, or real lebehema, a kopon, you give it to your animal to eat, to drink. So therefore, since this rainwater could be used, it's not muktzadikah rainwater. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's good. You allow to move the pitcher in order to save the water, like not to ruin your house. Toshima, come and bring another raya. We have halacha in Shabbos that person machtzolis agabe levonim b'Shabbos. The yaisim ibinyona. And after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks. You allow to cover them up again if you see it's going to start raining and the water will ruin the bricks. You're allowed to cover up the bricks. So the Chur HaKasher is, it's Muksa. And if the Gemara Nochem, all the Chazi L'mazgo Lai, maybe she's not, Machzol Agavi Lavonim B'Shabbos, so the Chur HaPosha Lavonim bricks are aimed to build with, it's Muksa. So the Gemara answers, no. The Aysa Mebidyonim, it's talking about after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks that you're not going to use anymore for building. The Chazi L'mazgo Lai, now they're fit to be used because you can sit on them, you can use it for a chair. So since it's fit to be used, they're not Muksa. Therefore, even according to Rav Yitzchak, it's good. You're allowed to cover up these bricks because you could use it. It's not muksa. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Porosin machtzolish, you're allowed to throw mats agave yavonim b'Shabbos on top of stones on Shabbos. So poshut stones are muksa. So since it's muksa, how are you allowed to carry these mats to cover it up according to Rav Yitzchak? So Mora says no. It's talking about special stones. The Yavona Mekuzolo is special sharp stones, the Chazim Lebesakise. You could use it to wipe yourself in Lebesakise. The Moras times they didn't have paper, they used to use stones to wipe themselves. So a kid says, called the Kli, therefore it's not Muksam, therefore even according to Rav Yitzchak, you're allowed to cover up these stones, it's something usable. Torah Shema coming here. Person Machzolos Agabe Kiveres Devorim. You're allowed to throw a mat over the beehives. You have a Bishabbos on Shabbos. The chamef ne'chamef, it's too sunny, you don't want the sun to ruin the honey. You're allowed to cover up the beehive. Or the gshomim of ne'hagashomim. And if it's raining, you don't want the water to ruin it, so you're allowed to cover it up. But you should not have in mind when you want to throw your mat over the beehive to capture the bees inside it. But that's also on Shabbos, you're not allowed to capture. You can't do tzad, you can't be mechavin lotzad. But if you don't have in mind to capture it, you just want to throw the mat over the beehive to save it from the water, from the sun, that's mutter. So the Chur HaKasher is a beehive, it's muksa, you have no use for it right now. So since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how can you allow to throw a mat over it? So where it says, no, hosam na medikat vash. I tell you, it's not an empty beehive. I tell you, there's some honey in the beehive. So since there's honey there, that honey is edible, you could eat the honey. So therefore, the beehive is not muksa, it's called the beehive that's usable. Therefore, you're allowed to cover it up. Omalei Rav Ukva Mimeshon Rav Ashi, that Hotenech, that's a good answer, Bimoisachama, in the summertime. In the summertime, that's when the bees come and make honey, there's a lot of honey there. The Ikad Vash, in the summertime, you have a lot of honey there. Obi Bimoisach Yeshama Maiklamema, what do you say about the wintertime? In the rainy season, the wintertime, there's no honey there. You empty it out, the bees don't make no honey then. So what can you say then? Then there's no honey, so it's muksa the beehive. And the Bryce, the Poshi says, you'll have to cover it up, Bifnei Hagashomim. So the Havimina, it means not the rainy days of the summer, but it means the rainy days of the winter, the time that it always rains. So how come you let it cover it up then? Then the bihar should be muksa. So Gemarin says, Lo nitzucho elo li oysan shtei chalis. At all times, you always like to leave over two chalis, mean like, you ever see a bihar inside, it's what they call cones, yeah, two cones of honey. The last two cones you always leave over. Why? Because you want the bees to be around it to be able to eat from. They should have what to eat from. So there are always two cones you always leave over of honey there. So therefore, since there's always honey inside the beehive, therefore it's not called muksa. Throughout the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? Those last two cones of honey, you don't have ever in mind to take it for yourself to use. You always want to leave it there that the bees should eat from it. So again, it's muksa. It's not fit for you to use. It's not fit for you. Those things should be muksa. So according to Rav Yitzchak, how are you allowed to throw the mats over the beehive? So my answer is, talk about my askinon, shechishav aleim. Said, no, before Shabbos, you have in mind that on this Shabbos, you plan to eat those two cones of honey. Even though usually you leave over the two cones of honey for always, that the bees should have what to eat, you had in mind no to eat from it. But let's say you did not have in mind to eat from the honey before Shabbos. My, what do you want to say? Then also, and then taka the beehive is muksa, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. That's what it should come out. So if that's true, the Mar says, Adetoni. What does the Bryce have to say? The Bryce says, you're allowed to throw the mat over the beehive, whether it's sunny, whether it's rainy. The only time it's usri is don't have in mind to capture them. Mashmah, that's the only time it's also. For the Gemara, better. Lift love, listen to the Bidido. The Gemara should make a difference, not only by capturing it, but even in the Ikra Locho, when are you allowed to throw the mat over to cover it up? The Nezavar Amurim like this. When are you allowed to throw the mat over the BR to cover it? Shechish Shevaleim. Only in the case that before Shabbos you had in mind to use the honey. So therefore, the beehive is not called muksa. Since it's not called muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw your mat over the beehive to cover it. But let's say before Shabbos you did not have in mind to use those two cones of honey. So also, it comes out then the beehive is muksa. Since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to move anything with serf to muksa. You're not allowed to cover it up. So why does the Bryce have to say the only time it's usur? If you have in mind to capture them, even when you don't have in mind to capture them, but it's only mutter in the condition that you have in mind to use the honey. If you don't have in mind to use the honey, it's muksa, it should be usur. So Gemara says, Einach Nam Yochikom. This is what the Bryce means to say. It's not true what you're saying. Your chilik is true. But the Bryce wants to say another difference. That even in the case when you had in mind to use this honey before Shabbos, so then it's not muksa. Then you are allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. Still, but make sure you don't have intentions of capturing the bees. Because capturing the bees is also to do on Shabbos. That's awesome. Tomorrow says, what do you want to that sign our Bryce here? Nukura goes according to Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Kalayma, Midhevla Latrutza Ratio, Manu Yabshima, and the last name muksa. Now, the Gemara could answer the Pasha Teretz, that this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that doesn't also muksa. Why don't the Gemara answer that? The Gemara says the beehive is muksa. It's only because of the honey. So, Mashmah, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one, this lay muksa. Rabbi Yehuda also muksa. That's why we have to answer, why is the beehive mutter to carry the cover only because there's honey there, and you had in mind to use the honey. But if you didn't have in mind to use the honey, then the beehive is taka muksa. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If so, the Gemara is claim a safer. What is the safer here, say this Braisa? You should not have in mind when you throw the mat over the beehive to capture the bees. So mashma lamaisi, you are capturing them. Just since you don't have in mind, it's ain't in the schavin, it's mutter. Who does that go like? Also the Rebbe Shimon. That goes according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Omer Rebbe Shimon always says that a dove is ain't in the schavin mutter. If you're not mischavah to do the yisr, in a case where it's not a situation, it doesn't have to happen. If you don't have a mind to do it, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since if you capture it, you did the ma'aseh tzedah, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have intentions. So how could the bride say not to have intentions, mashma without intentions is mutter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. So you have to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon? So according to modern ma'aseh.
Yeah.
So who is the kasha like? How come the ratio goes like Rabbi Yehuda and the sefer goes according to Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says no, but Tizbru to Rabbi Shimon that you want to say that Ubavach lo yiskaven. We're saying you let us throw the mat over the beehive, but don't have intentions of capturing it. You want to say goes according to Rabbi Shimon? No, even according to Rabbi Shimon there should be a kasha. For your Abaye v'Rava the Amar Tavayu, both Abaye v'Rava both said that Moide Rabbi Shimon v'Psik Reisha v'Lo Yomus. That in a case where it has to happen, like a moshe of psik reisha means if you chop off the head of the chicken, you can't say you're not mechavan to kill it. Because by chopping off the head, it has to die. So in the case when something has to happen, that even when you're not mischav and you don't realize it, you don't have intentions, still you chayiv. Like here also, we're talking about you taking the mat and throwing it on top of the bihar. By you throwing on top of the bihar, even though your intentions were just to save it from the rain not to come in, but lamaisa, you're capturing the bees in there. It's a psik ratio. You now covered up the bihar, the bees can't get out. So even though you didn't have intentions of doing it, but even according to Rav Shimon, it should be usher. Rav Shimon is only matter in the case when you're dragging the chair along the floor. So your intention is to move the chair from one place to another place. Now, when you're dragging it, sometimes it can make a hole and scratch in the ground. There we say it's not mischaven, you don't realize it, you don't think about it, and it doesn't have to happen. We're not talking about a real heavy chair. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. So since it doesn't have to happen, there ain't a mischaven is mutter. But here, when you take a mat and just put it directly on top of the billiard, you're for sure capturing them. So Takashi ibn Kuntz Rav Shimon, why is it mutter? So Gemara says, Li'olam kula Rav Yehudi. I tell you, this whole price here goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita. That holds Yesh Muksa, and he also holds Dabba Sheni Miskavin is also. So if so, what does the price mean to say, Bavach lo Yiskavin lotsud? You have to change it around a little bit. For Ocha b'may askina di yisna. One tell Ocha b'may askina gan di yispek svi. One tell Ocha b'may here where there's a window to the beehive. So since there's a window there, therefore you're not making Seder altogether. For loy time al Rav Yehuda. And don't say like this. That Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, Obavad shelo yiskavin lotsud, which is mashma, really you are making it say that, really you are capturing it, just don't have intentions. No, don't learn like that.